This practice is one you can bring to the bedside, help you prepare for a restful night of really nourishing sleep. And so start out by, you may want to pause the recording as you pull together a situation where you can really be cuddly and cozy. If you have any history of trauma or injury or vulnerability in the lower back, you may want to tuck a pillow under your knees. Just props them up and gives a little bit of ease to the low back. If you've got any other injuries, try to position yourself so you're warm and comfortable. And also so your body isn't scrunched up in a heap all fetal like a little child, but actually extended out long. So lying on your back if you can. And take a minute to notice here the body is. You are a body. However you've been dashing around all day long with work, with family, with other commitments, with the state of the world, you are now needing to turn toward attention to yourself and nourishment that is so important to our bodies, for our health, for our well-being, for our mood, for our mental states. And so just tune into the body. You may want to put a hand on your belly, hand on your chest, on your chest center. Just feel and notice the breath. And notice where the breath is most alive, most present. Maybe that you feel it most in the skin around the nostrils as you breathe in, or maybe high up in the chest and the shoulders, or maybe really down in the lower belly, down into the pelvis. And so take a minute just to notice. And then what we're going to do is we're going to start at the top of the head and move all the way down through the body to the feet. Just breathing and paying attention one piece at a time. If you've done the river rock practice, this can be a time when in between parts of the body, you can just touch into the feet. Just slowly bringing that attention down to the feet, down to where the feet lay over that little rock that you've been practicing with. Let's start here with the head. And start with the back of the head, leaning against the pillow. And the crown of the head, the scalp, and the muscles of the face, and the jaw, and the mouth, and the nose. And just notice any sensations that you feel. And you don't have to make anything up. It doesn't have to be some other body. It's just your body. And even if you don't feel very much, that's okay. Just notice what you feel. Could be numbness, could be coolness, could be pressure, could be discomfort, could be a whole bunch of different things. Just notice what's there. With the next breath in, we're gonna, with the exhale, paying real particular attention to breathing all the way out. And as if breathing all the way out through your feet. We're gonna move down to the neck and the collarbone area. So it can be the front of the neck, the throat, and the back base of the skull, down to the upper back. Just notice any sensations that are here. And then on the next exhale, go ahead and move down to the upper back, shoulder blade area, resting heavy on the bed. And then through the arms, the shoulders, the upper arms, elbows, lower arms, and the hands. Just feel into all the parts. You may want to reposition your body a little bit, move the arms, move the hands into a position that feels more restful, more comfortable. And then we'll move back up to the trunk of the body, the upper back, and mid back, and lower back, resting heavy against the surface you're lying on, the bed, and just feeling the sensations that are there. And then with the next exhale, draw your attention up to the area by the collarbone, the ribs, the lungs, the heart, all the internal organs through the mid-abdomen, the belly. Just notice what sensations are there. And then moving down into the bowl of the pelvis, so the lower belly, the hips, the whole pelvic area, just noticing any sensations. And then attention down into the legs, the backs of the thighs, the tops of the thighs, down into the knees. And then with the next exhale, tension down into the calves, resting heavy against the bed, the shins, down into the ankle joints. You might even want to just rotate the feet, so moving through the whole rotation of the ankle joint. Just shake out any leftover tension from the day. And then bring some attention down into the feet, the bones and the muscles, the heels resting heavy against the bed. You can wriggle your toe tips a little bit. Again, just shaking out any tension or discomfort from the day. with the next exhale, just notice the body resting heavy. Feel the body resting heavy. Really, as you are drifting into sleep, allow the exhale to support you. Allow the exhale to be that reminder of the tide going out again and again and again all day long. That softening, releasing, allowing. And may you have a beautiful, restful sleep.